God, everybody. Amen. This time we're going to dismiss for the children's church. It's unto the Lord. We got a children's church for the little ones. Amen. And little ones, new ones. Well, not so little, but come on back. Come on back, little ones. My wife's going to take you guys to the back. And she teaches for a quick moment. And so we're thankful for our youth. Amen. Continue to pray for our youth. Amen. I'd like to welcome new ones here today as well. If you're welcome. The young man said the other day, what did he say? He was 13. He's turning 14, right, Brittany? He says, my last children's church. I'm going out to the big church. And so for now, we're doing 13 and under, I guess. Probably 12 and under. Make it 12 and under. But we hope and pray that God will raise up some more teachers. Amen. If you have a heart to teach the youth, we need teachers. Amen. We need youth leaders. Amen. For the church, to help young people get out of the grave. Amen. To get out, they go into the grave way too soon. Way too early to be going to the grave. And so to help young people, direct them and lead them. Again, we say it many times, they spend all week long learning the secular world, but it's good to know about Jesus. Amen. Math and science and social studies, it has its place. But when I need something, amen, I'm going to need to know how to pray. When I need a miracle, I need to know how to call on God. Einstein can't help me when I need a miracle. How many know that this morning? Amen. And so we need God. Teach them to pray. Teach them to love God. Amen. And we appreciate, again, we're able to shortly here be able to dedicate another one to the Lord. Amen. And you're making the right choice to Malik and Doug, Renita. Y'all making the right choice. Amen. To dedicate that baby to God. Amen. Dedicate our children to the Lord this morning. Amen. I'm not going to take a lot of time here. Amen. That's a code word for, not really. I'm not going to keep you guys long. She got a plane to catch. Say, preacher, don't hold me. I got a plane to catch. Amen. And so we're going to look at Joel chapter 3. Joel chapter 3. This morning. Good to see everyone here. Marlon, welcome back. Amen. Got the whole crew, huh? Well, part of the crew. I ain't seen these kids. They ain't kids. They grown now. Grown. Amen. Welcome back. The Bible tells in Joel chapter 3. It's a smaller book in the Old Testament there. One of them we call the minor prophets. Not a minor, not meaning lesser of a prophet, but he is, again, the small size of the book many times. And powerful, powerful book. Let's read it. The Bible says in verse 14, 3:14. The Bible says, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened. The stars shall withdraw their shining. And in verse 16, the Bible says, the Lord also shall roar out of Zion, which is the city of God. The Bible says, and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel, and also us today. Amen. And I want to redraw your attention to verse 14, 3:14, Joel 3:14. The Bible says, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. For let me say, we're going to give it a title this morning about decisions, making the right choice. Decisions, making the right choice. Reverend Johnson, we'll open this in prayer, please.
Amen. Father God, Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your power and spirit that's already been moving in this service. We thank you, Lord, for every soul that's in the house of the Lord this morning. And we ask you, Lord, to accomplish your divine purposes in each and every individual in the service this morning, those that are watching online. We thank you for our pastor this morning. We ask you, Lord, to unction with a fresh unction of your spirit this morning as he breaks the bread of life and shares those things that you burned upon his heart. And we ask you, Lord, to give us hearts, Father God, that's mixed with faith, to not only be hearers of the word, but give us a mind to put into action the things that we hear this morning, that we may be fruitful to advance your kingdom for the glory of God. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray.
Amen. Decisions, the right decision. I don't know about you, but sometimes this tough decisions is hard sometimes what to make. You try to make sure you want to make the right choice. You want to make sure that you make the right pick. And sometimes you're watching games and game shows saying, man, I don't know which one to do. So I pick door number one, door number two, and door number three. And everybody saying, door number one. Y'all know the story of making decisions in life. That word decision shows up in the King James just one time. I was surprised. I did this word search, and decision shows up one time. And that's here in this particular scripture here about decisions that we make. There's other times derivatives of it about decide and various things. But the decision is one of the ones here that again was chosen this morning. If you look at that word, if you dissect that word, decision, D-E, stands for off, to cut off or to off. And scission means to cut. So to cut off a decision, to begin, if you come back to the other, you're cutting off something. You're cutting off something. You're cutting off something. So this morning, we all made decisions. We just made a decision whether to come to church. You decided, I'm going to cut off this sleep and get up. Amen. You may get up out of that bed. Get up. You didn't make that on your alarm. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that bed. Y'all can do that. Amen. I'm trying to make you folks smile this morning. Amen. But you think about that, decisions that we make, decisions, the clothes that we wear this morning. Am I going to wear this? Am I going to wear that? Multiple, especially for you ladies, multiple shoes, more shoes than you can imagine. There you go. She's being true, baby. I got one true witness here. And so you begin to look at it, the thousands of shoes, hundreds of shoes, and all these different things, decisions, and you end up wearing the same few over and over again. How many know what I'm talking about? You end up wearing the same pairs over and over again, but the decisions, again, over and over again. Again, and we think about this decision, some choices are big decisions, some choices are little decisions, some, again, greater than others. A decision whether to move or to go or to stay. All these decisions that we find ourselves in, whether I should go back to college or whether I should go to college, what high school do I pick? We've all had to been in that place of decisions. How many know what I'm talking about? And so we look at this, should I leave my job or should I stick to my job? Should I choose this career path? On and on and on. Decisions. We pick. And some, even detrimentally, they will choose the wrong thing concerning jobs, and they will work themselves to death. The wrong choice this morning. Again today, and run all throughout their lives, you think about this, and choosing the wrong things. And some even to the place where they sacrifice their soul by making the wrong decisions. I was reminded of this concerning, again, the career choices, various things, the jobs, chasing out the money, all these different things. But I was reminded of a scripture in Ecclesiastes. Solomon said this in 5:10. He says, he that loveth silver shall not be satisfied. He that loveth silver and money shall never be satisfied, nor he that loveth the abundance of increase shall, this is all vanity is what he says. He says that man will never ever be satisfied until he makes the right choice. How many know what I'm talking about? You can choose to be happy even when you don't have anything. Did you know that? Whether you have a whole big mansion or not, again, it's up to you. We get a chance to go invite people, and they live, and some of them live in New York housing over here, and some, again, they have the decked out, their houses decked out better than ours. It's their choice, it's the mindset. We decide if we're going to be up or down this morning. You decide if you're going to be happy inside. You cannot let anyone or anything dictate, again, those emotions, those things that go on in life. And so we have to begin to make sure we make the right choices. Whether am I going to marry this fella or not? I do weddings as well. Amen. Let me slide it in there. Amen. But do you think about this? Whether to marry him or her or not, whether to buy or not, should I buy this product or not? Is this the right one? Do I choose the right friends? Am I choosing friends? You choose wisely, my friend, today. Let me say that. Amen. I remember growing up, did I run with the knuckleheads or do I run with the achievers? How many wish we would have ran with the achievers? Amen. You look back over your life and say, man, I should have ran with the achievers. Young people today, choose the achievers this morning. Don't run with the knuckleheads. If you're with the knuckleheads, leave the knuckleheads this morning. I'm going to get you folks in a minute. Amen. But the Bible goes on and says today, we make the right choices, the wrong choices, the bad choices, good choices. Again, we choose, the Bible says also in Ecclesiastes, we choose whether to speak or whether to speak our mind. Well, not to speak our mind, I should say. Again, all these things and everything. Bible tells in Proverbs 14:28, before we get down to the message here, the Bible says, be slow to wrath. He says here, why? Because he says, them that are slow to wrath is of great understanding. He that is hasty is of a hasty spirit and exalted to fallenness. In other words, we have to even have self-control. Am I going to go off right now and really make a scene of this thing, or am I going to choose the right thing? I'm talking about choices this morning. Everybody's been there before, no? Am I going to let this thing escalate? You stepped on my toe on the train, man. It's on and popping. Am I going to just chill and, you know, go on about my business? And because if not, you got to weigh these cons, because you know what? The cops will show up eventually. And I say, man, I shouldn't even call these cops. I wish I wouldn't have made the right choice. Another place it says in Proverbs 15:18, the Bible says, a wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeases strife. In James 1:19, we talk about, again, making the right choices in our, even in our emotions. The Bible says, wherefore, my brother, be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of God worketh not the righteousness of God. So God, let me work the righteousness of you, God. Let me make the right choices that I look at, the wrong paths, the right paths, on and on and on. Decisions that we all regretted once in our lives, are made choices. We've all done it. I'm not throwing stones at anybody. We've all been there before. We've all made bad choices. Can I get a witness this morning? The Bible goes on and says here, but there's damage, and so we have to think these things through. If I choose A, what will happen? If I choose B, what will happen? And so we see the damage that it can be caused by this, or even the embarrassment or criminal records we shared with you before. We must make the right choices in life. And so the most one, some decisions are permanent and some are temporary. They got a man doing some construction at the place, and he said, if I do this, it's going to be permanent. He said, if not, it's going to be long-lasting. You have to rip it, that's going to cost you a lot. Some decisions cost more than others. Can I get a witness this morning? Our pastor used to say, we are the sum, S-U-M, total of the decisions we've ever made. You take everything that we added all up, and you begin to say, and where we're sitting this morning is what the decision that we've all made. We're sitting where we are because we want to. The choices that we made is because we are the sum total of the decisions that we've all made. Can I get a winner? We have as much as we have, or we have the least that we have. We're here or there because of the decisions that we've made. Somebody, can I get some feedback here this morning? And so let's get on to the Bible says, and so the decisions that we make, having God as our Savior is one of the most important decisions that you can ever make this morning. That's why we say this is the day that the Lord has made, because God wants to do something special in this house this morning. God, you made the right decision by coming to this house. You made the right decision by choosing this church this morning. You made the right decision because God can give you an opportunity to change your life. God can give you an opportunity to make a difference in your life, to where this decision today before this service is over would change your trajectory. It changes your destiny. It can change your future this morning. Can I get a witness this morning? Make the right decision this morning. Decisions this morning. Spiritual choices are important. Having God, having Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, and being led by the Spirit, brother and sister, this morning, we must be this today. In our text, it was they were in the decision, valley of decision. Back to Joel. Joel chapter 3 is where we go back to. The Bible says here how that he was now, he gave the people a choice in the valley of decision. Again, it's really a reference to really the final judgment in which will come in prophecy. Joel saw it, and we will all have to stand before God for our decisions. Just like going before the judge is greater than the judge. We got to stand before the judge of all judges. One day. And he said, we're standing in the valley of decisions now. That's why he began to question him. He says, what will you do in the valley of decisions? Today is a day of choice. And let's make the right choice. We find it again throughout the Word of God. We must make the right choice, not the wrong choice. We must choose. Let's choose the righteousness of God versus sin. Choose Jesus over the devil. I don't know about you, but our God can treat you so much better than the devil has. Amen. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's trying to wreak havoc in each of our lives since the day we were born. He's wanting to wreak havoc in your life. But I'm telling you this morning, choose Jesus today, because Jesus gives life and that more abundantly. He came to destroy the works of the devil. This morning, you make up in your mind and say, I choose Jesus in my life this morning. The Bible goes on and says, and from this, we find throughout the Word of God, the decisions in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, from the times of Moses, all the way through the times of the prophets, as we spoke here, the times of the kings, or even throughout the Gospels, has always been decisions that man has had to make. And that's why Joel said, decision after decision, we must decide what we would do. Even if we was covering the book of Revelation, get a chance to follow with it, we almost done, we halfway done now. Bible study. It's online currently right now every Tuesday night. And we came across the scripture in Revelation 9:20 just this week, and it really touched my heart. He said, after they saw all these things happen, they saw the calamity, they saw destruction, they saw the things that are going to come to pass in the book of Revelation, they saw the things in which God has prophesied about, the earthquakes and all these different things. He said, yet they still didn't repent. How can you not repent after what you've seen? After what we've seen over the past 2 years, how have you not changed? Why aren't you saved yet? Come on. Why haven't we given our lives to God? After all, God's given you chance after chance after that. Some of you have been close to gunshots, but God spread your life. Some of you have been on the verge of suicide, but God has kept you. Car crashes, on and on and on. Why in the world have we not repented? God is trying to wake up our country and our world over the past few years, and he still have not to repent. Now we're throwing it in God's face. We want to kill our babies. We want to legalize drugs. We don't care what you do, God. We're going to do it anyway. We are the sum total of our decision. When America gets turned upside down and our globe gets turned upside down, don't blame it on God. Blame it on us. Because we rejected God. When things go wrong in your life, even in our lives, don't blame God. No doubt we begin to see this day, we must repent. The Bible says, my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way. He said, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal the land. Can I get a witness this morning? God is saying we must change. We must turn around. Let's make the decision and get back to God before it's too late. Yeah. All in the name of sin, because it's legal. It's not legal. Marriage is still between a man and a woman. I don't care what nobody says. But the devil and society has turned a blind eye. The Bible talks about that. He says he destroyed an entire nation because man decided not to serve God. And I ain't even written down. The Lord just led me to that down this direction. Does everybody follow? Amen. Get up, get up, get up. Get up while there's still time. Let's get back to where we want to go. Warnings against God, warning after warning. They decided to say no. Read it, Revelation 9:20. Go back and read it when you get a chance. He says they still did not repent. Sign after sign, hint after hint. The devil is dealing with man. God has given man an opportunity over and over and over again. And the greatest deal of them all was the hand of salvation this morning. The hand of mercy. The hand of love today. The reason why he wrote this in the book and told us about the book of Revelation is because he loved us. If he didn't care, he wouldn't have told us about it, right? If he didn't love us enough, he would have kept it a secret. But he's told us. He sent preachers your way. He sent Christians your way and says, come on to church. Get right with God while there's still time. Over and over. And when we stand before the God, we cannot say, I didn't know, God. I didn't know. Nobody ever told me. We know that after this service, we have to make a choice. It's on your court. It's going to be in our court now. I'm going to include myself. I preach to myself too. Amen. Somebody follow that this morning. And so let's get back to where we want to go. God has given us the greatest deal, salvation. He said, his door is open. I've given you a way of escape. The Bible says in Hebrews 2:1, the Bible says, therefore we ought to take more earnest heed to the things which we've heard. The book of Hebrews says we must take heed. In other words, listen to what the preacher's saying this morning. Listen to what God, how God is dealing with your heart. He says, take heed of what you've heard and the things that you've seen and let them not slip away. Let this not just run through and let this not just fade away out of your heart this morning. He said the words that was spoken to the angels were steadfast. Every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. He says everything that we do, whether it's good or bad, it will be rewarded justly. And so he asks this question in verse 3, Hebrews 2:3. He says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? The Bible says salvation is great. How many know that today? Salvation is awesome, brother. Salvation is a blessing, no doubt. It's good to know Jesus Christ. Again today, is the bed of roses for everyone? No, it's not always going to be a bed of roses. I wouldn't lie to you and tell you that. But you know what? To know when you lay down at night, everything's going to be all right. When you're going through the biggest, hottest battles of your life, you can call on Jesus and he'll be there. I'm telling you today, don't risk your soul. Don't risk your eternal destination by not being saved this morning. The Bible says don't neglect salvation. Don't neglect what we're saying this morning, but receive it in your heart today. Say, I'm going to decide this morning. We sing a whole song that way. I have decided to follow Jesus. Make that your prayer this morning. Decide to follow Jesus this morning. The plan of salvation, living and accepting him as your Lord and your Savior. He says, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? My friend, today, don't decide wrong today. And many times the devil will tell you that you can't have this and that and the other. The Bible says, the Reverend said earlier, seek ye first the kingdom. If you decide to seek the kingdom first and his righteousness, he said, all these other things shall be added unto you. The devil don't tell us these things. He says we got to go here first, get this, and then I'll come to God when I'm old and gray. No. You're missing your blessing. The Bible says serve the Lord in the days of your youth. Some of us older folks can testify to the younger folks, say, man, get saved now. Don't matter. Your future's so bright with God. Having God's protection over your life. Having God order your steps in the Lord. Man, you go down the road and say, wow, I'm glad I didn't go that way, because that way I'd have been all messed up. Reverend, can you get, man, we would have been locked up, thrown away. You probably never who knew I was if it wasn't for the grace of God. I'll probably, I see it all the time on Facebook, my friends, different ones, already in the grave. I had friends who died young, gunshots, all these different things. I had friends, no doubt, were locked up. I remember, in high school, my friends in the summer, and they just got out of jail a few years ago. After 20 years in jail, I said, man, I could have been with them that night. But mama said, no, you staying in the house tonight, Jack. I stomped. When he starts stomping and kicking around, I say, no, you sitting now, you ain't going out tonight. Force it on him. Are you listening? Force it on him. Mother's Day, force that thing. The Bible says train him in the way he should go, because when he's old, he's going to not depart from it. He'll say, thank God, mama, remember so-and-so? Yeah, I remember him. He's dead, mama. It's real talk, church. Amen. Come on. Amen. Make the right choices this morning. Make the right friends. I said, leave the knuckleheads. I opened up with that. Leave them knuckleheads alone. We all used to have knuckleheads, but thank God, God's able to smooth out the head, Brother Johnson. Amen. He's able to smooth out all them. I still got a few knuckles back here. That's just how I was born. But you know what? God is able to smooth out the knuckles. Amen. He's able to fix the knuckles, and no longer a knucklehead, but now a preacher for the kingdom of God. Amen. Now saved and delivered to where now you can make a sound choice and you can go in your right mind knowing that all is well between you and God. Making the right choice. I got to get you guys out of here. The Bible says here another choice, that God has given us a choice. When Jesus was on trial, we just celebrated Easter a few weeks ago. Jesus was on trial, and no doubt this innocent man was brought before Pilate and all these different ones, the court. And the Bible says they was given an opportunity to decide. It was a culture. It's called really scapegoat. You find it in the book of Leviticus. They had a culture, a Jewish custom, where they would release a scapegoat. A scapegoat, you've heard a scapegoat before. Everybody needs a scapegoat. He's a scapegoat, meaning he was able to escape. And so during this time, this Jewish custom, really some of the Old Testament, God had instructed them to where all of the sins of Israel would be thrown on this goat. And he would be released into the wilderness, taking on all the shame of the country. And so now, God many times from the Old Testament would show us what happened on the crucifixion. So Jesus now was at the trial. And naturally through this practice, the same time of year, where the same ritual was taking place, God had divinely orchestrated the word of God. And the Bible says, they said, who do you want me to release? They had two choices. They said, Jesus or Barabbas. Y'all remember the story? Jesus or Barabbas? The Bible says Barabbas was a bad man. He was a robber. And they both stood out there in the crowd. And the crowd said, Release Barabbas. And crucify Jesus. Crucify Jesus. Let him go. And the innocent one, kill him. They were making a choice. And actually, again, prophetically speaking, and really God was showing them, yes, he had to be our scapegoat. How many thankful for that? All of the sins of the world will be thrown on him. And he will be released, crucified on that cross. He will have to go to the grave for all of mankind's sin. They didn't realize what they were doing. He became our ultimate sacrifice, the one that took away the sins of the world. So it was a good thing that he was able to do this, to so sin no doubt could be forgiven, to where men and women could be delivered, to where you and I can experience the grace of Almighty God. I'm so grateful for that this morning. To where we could be saved. Jesus paid it all. He decided to go to the cross for us. He decided to let him nail the nails in his hand. He decided to go and give up the ghost and die and go to
hell for you and I. He decided to do that. Why? That we could be saved. Jesus only says, I come to give you life. I've come that no man should perish today. I would that no man would perish, but all should come to repentance. And Jesus no doubt is saying to you and I today, come, accept me, believe me for who I am this morning. Will you make that choice? An undeserving, guilty society that we are. God's grace and his love reached out for you and I, to you and I. Thankful for that. I mean, thankful. Amen. And Jesus said unto me, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. He says, I am the door. Another place. He says, the door is open, but we have to make the right choice. I'll give you two more as we close up. The Bible talks about a man named Joshua. We shared with you about how there was always decisions to make. This man, Joshua, was a man, powerful man, mighty man underneath Moses. And naturally, Moses died. Yeah, many of you know Moses, but shouldn't know Moses. Ten Commandments, all that good stuff. And Moses, he had died, and so now they raised up Joshua to be the next leader of Israel. Naturally, Joshua didn't know what to do. Back to what we're talking about, decisions. What am I going to do? How am I going to lead this country? How in the world am I going to run this thing? How in the world, there's so much to deal with. How can I do this? So decision. And so what did he do? He decided to pray. When you don't know what to do, pray. Somebody follow. When you don't know what to do, pray. God is waiting to hear from us. God wants to hear from us this morning. Don't hide from God, but run to him. Say, God, I'm not ashamed to say I need to pray. We need some praying fathers this morning. We need some praying mothers, some praying young people. We need to decide to pray, church. And so the Bible tells us here, and so the Bible says, Joshua, so I need you to do. He says, thou may observe and do the according to the law. It's a choice. He said, I need you to choose the laws of God, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not to the right or to the left. Don't go this way and don't go that way. He told him to stay straight on the path. Christian way is a straight, narrow way. Rewards and decisions come by this. And the Bible says in Joshua 1:7, he says that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. I'm telling you today, choose God. You will prosper. You will prosper. You will be blessed. You will succeed. The Bible says in Joshua 1:8, he says, the books of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Do not walk away. Do not discard God's word. We need God's word. Speak God's word. Speak the name Jesus. Learn to pray. Speak over that baby Jesus. Speak. Get a little Bible. I said, you got a little children's Bible. I don't know. But at nighttime, read over that little baby. Read over and read him some stories about the Lord. Amen. That God, no doubt, and let the Spirit of God rest upon that child. He says here today that let it not depart out of thy mouth. Meditate on it day and night. Day and night, think about the goodness of God. Think about it. Pray. Be in prayer. Observe to do the will of that according to as written. He says, that then thou shalt make thy way prosperous and thou shalt have good success. I'm trying to get you guys home. You will have good success if you choose the right way. Not to the right, not to the left, not what the world is doing, not what friends are doing, not what Hollywood may be saying, not what society may say, but what God says. Let me do what God wants me to do. And as a result, we will have good success. There's a book, again, it's called Choose. I wrote it down. Success is a choice. And when I thought about it, it sounded like a book. So I searched it, and lo and behold, it's a book. Somebody, amen. And so it's written by, he's a successful coach. How's that? He's successful on the court, Brother Johnson. He's successful on the court. But off the court, he's the coach of my favorite team, the Louisville Cardinals. That's why I rung a bell. He won a championship at the University of Kentucky. He won a championship at the University of Louisville. And actually, he's up here at Iona now doing good. On the court, awesome. Off the court, not so good. But you think about this. He said good success. So you can be successful in a lot of things. You can be a successful coach, but poor in the morality. I could be a successful thief, but it'll catch up over time. You could be a successful gambler. You could be a successful cheater on your wife, but it'll catch up. Good success. You can be a successful scientist. I'm going to go to the positive side. You can be a successful scientist. You can be a successful doctor, lawyer. But true success comes from God. Amen. Amen. The Bible tells us here today, and so the life hereafter, to when you lay down at night and when you die and give up the ghost. The Bible will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Joshua took the advice from God. He took that advice from God. He had great success. The walls of Jericho fell down. We share with you about the in year 22, breakthrough in 2022 as we close. How many want breakthrough in your life? Breakthrough in 2022, and it's based off of Joshua chapter 6. The Bible says he marched around the walls, and the walls fell down. He went and defeated the giants. He went and did a lot of things. They saw great success. The Bible says in Joshua 24 as we close. Now, therefore, after they had gone into the promised land, they had made the journey which God had promised them, the great city of God, or the great country we call now Israel. The Bible says, hear the Lord in sincerity and fear. Fear the Lord. This is Joshua 24:15. He says, hear with sincerity. This morning I pray that you will hear with sincerity all your heart this morning. And in truth, put away your strange gods. Joshua told the entire congregation, he said, put away your false gods. Things become gods. Little g. Things that we put before the real God up in heaven. We share with you about jobs. We share with you about money. We share with you about possessions instead of God himself. He said, put away these things. The Bible says, he says, which your father is serving on the other side of the flood. It was a big mistake what they had done. Why did God flood? Because they made the wrong decisions. He said in Egypt, he says, and after this, serve ye the Lord. If it seem evil, do that which is evil. But if it's good, do that which is good. He says, choose you this day whom you will serve. The right decisions. Today, will you make the right choice? He said, as for me and my house, or my family, we're going to serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord this morning. Make that your prayer this morning. You're in the right place. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. As for me, no doubt, make sure in your heart, say, you know, if nobody else wants to live for God, I'm going to live for God. If nobody else wants to walk with him, I'll do it. If mama don't want to do it, daddy don't want to do it, friends don't want to do it, you know what? It's still up to you. You got to serve God. Husband don't want to serve God? Hey, it's on him. I've got to be saved. Neighbors, world upside down, it's all right. Well, you know what? I'm coming. I'm going to be saved. I'm going to make the right choice. And Moses taught him in another place, Deuteronomy 30. He said, I call on the heavens of the earth against this day, against you. And so he says, this day we cannot escape it. You've all heard the message. I have set before you life and death. Moses told him, he said, I've given you two choices, life or death, blessings or curse. Therefore, choose life. Choose life. How many going to choose life with us this morning? I'm going to choose life. He says, therefore, choose it, and both thou and thy seed and your children, and live. How many going to live? Say, I'm going to live, preacher. I'm going to live with Jesus. That thou mayest love the Lord with all thy God with all thy heart. That thou mayest obey the voice, and thou mayest cleave unto him all the days of thy life. And he says, and have length of days. So today, that choice, choose life, the life giver Jesus, as we close. As we bow heads in reverence to God today, giving you a lot this morning, but we're giving you a choice. Good versus evil, light versus dark, Jesus versus the devil, salvation versus eternally lost. And Jesus is saying, I come to give you life, the salvation. I've come to raise you up out of your grave of sin. Come to bring you up out of despair this morning. And today Jesus is saying, choose life. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Today you're looking for rest, God will give it to you. You're looking for a door to open, God has the keys to that door. You're looking for a miracle, God can pour it out this morning. if you will simply give your life to Christ. And with all heads bowed in reverence to God, make this your prayer. Say, Lord, if you want to be saved this morning, lift that hand. Say, preacher, I'm not saved. I want to be saved. Lift that hand slowly. We'll pray with you this morning. Say, preacher, I want to be saved. God bless that hand. We see him. Don't be ashamed. Say, preacher, I want to be saved. I want to accept Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior this morning. I need to be saved in my life. I want my family to be saved. I want my children to be saved. Today, I'm going to make the choice to fully dedicate to Christ. Today, if you make that your choice this morning, the altar prayer is open. Feel free to come down as they begin to come to the altar prayer to bring their burdens to God. Say, I'm not going to hold on to this thing. I'm going to let my sin go. I'm going to let these burdens, I'm going to let my problems go. I'm letting it down at the altar of prayer. This altar here is for you to lay it down and give it to Jesus, to bring it before God and say, God, here it is. God, I give up. I'm going to choose you. I've been running from you. I'm tired of running, Jesus. I'm tired of again chasing after the things of this world. Today, I choose you, Jesus, as my Lord and my Savior. Today, make this your prayer. Lord, I believe that you died on the cross for me. If you lift your hand, make this your prayer. Lord, I believe. God, you're the Son of God. You came and gave your life for me. You came and gave your very best. God, you died and that I can be saved, that the world could be saved. With your blood, you have power to wash away all my sins. Today, make this your prayer. Lord, wash me and forgive me of all my sins. Make that your prayer this morning. You can pray there silently. But make this, whatever, find it in your heart. Say, God, forgive me. God, of all I've done wrong. And God, make me a new creature. Make me new. I accept you as Lord and Savior of my life. God, I dedicate my life to you this morning. I dedicate my will to you. I dedicate my soul to you from this day forward. Make that your choice, the right choice. Today, church, make that your prayer. Again, today, whatever you have need of, God is able to do it. God is able to just bring it to him. Call on him. Say, I'm going to pray. And I'm going to seek the face of the Lord. Choose the right choice. The choice is God. And it's up to you to choose it. Make that your prayer this morning. As you begin to sing, it's unto the Lord. Let's call on God. Pray in your own way. Pray. Seek the Lord's face. And those that pray for salvation, welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the family of God. God bless you.
the right choice. How many thank for that this morning? The right choice, Jesus. And so, church, let's choose him.
He's coming again.
He's coming again. Amen. And all those who have chosen him, no doubt will be with him. So what a glorious day that will be. And make that your prayer. The answer to our world, if they would simply choose Jesus. Problems, if we would simply choose the Lord our God. He'll help you fight your battles. He'll help you win. Help you overcome in this old world. Well, folks, today we also have, again, a lovely family here. As we mentioned, again, today we have our dedicatories unto the Lord. Amen. Again, glad to see you. Marlon, good to see you. Good to see you. And so, one of her grandbabies. Amen. We'll be dedicated. We're going to ask the family to come down, the Abrams family and the also the Douglas family. Down to the altar here of prayer. God bless you, those watching online. May the Lord truly bless you. We'll see you this evening at 6 p.m.